Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Mem Vav. We're holding Mem Hei Amid Beis right after the Mishnah. You'll recall at the very outset of the Mishnah and Machloik is between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. When does one have Tlia? Tlia means hanging. One of the four executions or four execution methods is Skila. Besides Skila, of course, we have Sreifa, Herig, Vechenik. Only by Skila was there also hanging. Not that the hanging was the form and method of execution. The method of execution we learned already yesterday was one of the Edom would push the person off the cliff, so to speak, not really cliff, 2 komos high. Then if the person passed away, that was it. If not, the second aid would go and then throw a large boulder on him, and that typically did the trick. After the person already passed away, then they took the corpse, they took the body, and they hung it. Only in the case of Skila. In our Mishnah, we're going to see that there's in fact a machloikis, whether all people that got Skila, or only some people that got Skila. The only time it says in the Torah really about the Tlia means the hanging, is only the case of Chas V'Shalom, someone who is Mavorech Es Hashem. Mavorech Es Hashem means Chas V'Shalom, he cursed the Rabbeinu Shalom Kabiyach. And it says in the Pasuk number 6 in yesterday's Torah, Or HaSholei, Loi Solen Nivlosei Ala Eitz, don't leave the body hanging there from the tree. He caught the covered Tikbarana Bayemuhu, and that very same day, go and bury it. He killed us Elikim Toloi. We're going to see a number of different pshatim in the word kill us. Pasha pshat is kill us Elikim. This person went and he was Mekalel. Kal is from a lashon of cursing. Ribbono Shlom, Rachmono Litzlan, and Toloi. Then he has to be hung. However, don't leave him there. Loisalin Nivlos Ala Eit. Take him down. We're going to see in the next Mishnah that in fact it was basically Tekif Umiyad. He was only up hanging there for probably 5 or 10 seconds, and then they quickly removed him and buried him.
What does Ki Kilat Elohim Talui mean? It means a cursor of God is hung?
That's the simple interpretation. Correct.
Okay.
Good.
It's interesting. Talin is Lashon Lina, but it's also Talui. It's kind of a pun, as it were.
Okay. I don't see it, but fine. It's not one of those things that we laugh about, but yeah, I hear you. Okay, very good. Where's the Shelly when we need him? He would be able to slice and splice it. But anyway, so just looking at the beginning of yesterday's Mishnah, Kolan is Kolan Nitlin, all of those that get Skila. Now, who are all of those? The numerous people that get Skila, Chas V'Shalom, if they do an Aveira, everybody that does Chas V'Shalom, Avoid Zorah gets Skila. A person who lives with a Nara Hamu'urasa gets Skila. A person who's Mechal Shabbos gets Skila. And so on and so forth. All of them, after Skila is over, Nitlin, they are hung. Divra Blazen. V'chom Oymrim, Ella HaMegadev. Megadev means Mavorech Es Hashem. That's the Kilas Elikim, the person who Chas V'Shalom cursed. V'chom Oymrim Avoy Dezara, and a person who did Avoy Dezara. Those are the only two. Not the Mechal Shabbos. And not the one that's Baal Na'ar Murasa. Not any other Skila, only these two. Why? Why does Reb Lezer say Kol HaNis Kol HaNis? Why the Chum say only these two? Tana Rabbanan. Stop the Gemara. Bottom of the Amar, Tana Rabbanan V'chumas V'solisa. The Vushtet V'chumas V'solisa. If you look at number 5, again in the Torah R, V'chiyya V'ish Chet Mishpat Moves V'chumas. If a person did something that unfortunately it's a capital crime, so that he's going to get Misa V'chumas. He should be put to death. Misalisa Oise Al Eitz, and then hang him on an eight. On
the purpose of hanging him if he's already nifter?
Very, very good question.
Intimidate everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Mitchum will see that. Mitchum, we have a whole blood ahead of us. All of these things hopefully will be addressed.
Is there any other examples of someone cursing someone that he gets a high skila?
If a person curses somebody else, he's not a nice guy. But if he curses the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then he gets
killed. What about his Rebbe or his parents?
It's a very, very not nice thing. He deserves to get pech on both cheeks simultaneously and a couple on his backside. However, you do not get skila for going and cursing someone. So, Tana Rabbanan, V'chumas V'solis.
Yes.
V'chal Ovimimo. V'chal Ovimimo is Moisimas. That is correct. One's parents, yeah? Mendy's right? Barry's right. The Kal of the Imai. You asked the question. It was perfect. Yishukoyach for bringing that to our attention. Can anybody think of anybody else that curses anybody else in the whole world from here to Australia and back? Can you think of any else?
A Nasi
also gets skila.
That's not
what I saw. It's what you saw. It's an alav. Because of that, you don't get skila. You don't get meat.
What about the king?
Okay, that's a Kohen Gadol. And that's anybody else. Can we think of a Kohen Hedget? Can we think of a Nazir who is a Kohen Gadol? Can we think of someone who just became a Kohen Gadol and now he's also becoming a Nazir? Can we think of anybody else that we can...
Nothing's come
to mind. Oh, Baruch Hashem. So let's continue on. It's Tanaban. It says in the Pasuk, who must that person who Chas V'Sholem gets Misa, V'Salisa, hang him up. Now the word V'Humas is a generic form of anybody that gets Misa. Maybe those that get Sreifa and Herig and Chanek, maybe they should also be hung. What is Kilas Elikim? Just like this Mekalel, he gets Skila. That says the Fesh is a Torah, a person who's Mekalel Zeshem. Chas V'Sholem gets Skila. Afkol Shebeskila. Anybody else who is similar gets skila. What means somebody else? Anybody else that gets skila gets tliya. So Reb Elazar is saying, even though the pasuk only refers to kilas elikim, however, it's not only chas v'shalom someone mevarech Hashem, but it's anybody that does an aveira that you get skila also gets the same din of tliya of being hung. Divrei Reb Elazar. Just like a person in Mevarech Hashem is like a koifer, like a heretic. Afkol shekofa beikar. Anybody else that's also koifer beikar, what does that mean? A person that's oiveid avoideh zarah. Okay, so we see that both Reb Elazar and the Chachamim extend the poshut halach of the pasuk, which only talks about a mekalel. Reb Elazar extends it to all niskalim. And Chacham only extended to those that are koifer be'ikr, meaning avoyde zar. But my kamiflegi, what is the machloikis? Rabban and Darshi Klol Yuprati, Reb Elazar, Dorish Ribuye Umi Uti. This is a machloikis that you find throughout Shas, that when the Torah writes certain psukim in a certain construction, how do you go and darshan it? Do you darshan it with a klal uprat, or klal uprat uklal, or do you darshan it with a ribuye? Miut or riboy miut v'riboy, depending on what all the words are in the pasuk. So Rabbanan Darshi Kloli Uprati v'humas v'salisa klal ki kilas alekim toli is prat, and therefore I have a mekarv lahadodi amrinan ein b'chal elamashe b'frat hadi in midach rinoloi. What does all of that mean? I'm sure all of you understand in general what a klal uprat uklal is, but just for a very quick summary. I ask everyone, please, not to wax too long about that, because we, Baruch Hashem, we have a full blood ahead of us. So just take it for granted that if you find a klal and a prat, what means a klal and a prat? A klal means that first have a general term, and then shortly thereafter you have a prat, you have a very specific term. So when you learn from klal uprat, even though the first term was very general, No, it's only the prat and nothing more. When you have a klal, uprat, uklal, that second klal says not only that specific prat, but anything which is ke'en haprat, anything which is similar to the prat. So what our Gemara says is, we started off, the pasuk says, v'humas v'salisa. That's the pasuk that we quoted before. That's number 5 of the Torah HaRasholim. Now, v'humas is a very generic term. Any type of misa that a person gets chas v'sholem for being over one of those averis for which one gets misa's bezim. So it sounds like every misa, even sreifa, even hereg, even chanek, v'salisa, you're supposed to be toily, you're supposed to hang the person thereafter. However, the next pasuk says, ki kilas elikim toly. And kilas is only referring to klala. Oh, so if we just had klal uprat, we'd say ein b'chal ela mashe b'frat hani in midachrin aloi. That the only time that you go and do tliya is when you have a humas, a misa involving the skila of a person who was mikalel. So if that was the klal uprat, that would be the end of the discussion. However, points out this Tana. The Hashta, the Merkaki, Mehadoti, what happens, however, they are not next to each other. What means they're not next to each other? Usually, right after the klal comes the prat. Here, the prat is in pasuk number 6. If you go get back again to the amud beis, leisolin nivlosei ala eitz ki kovertik bereno b'yoy mahu, and now ki kilas elikim toloi. For the first time, we get to the prat of the kilas elikim toloi. So to get from v'humas v'salisa to get to kilas elikim toloi, we had to go. Oisei al eight loisalin nivlosei al lo eight ki kovertik bereno b'yoy mahu. And now finally we come to the prat of kilas elikim toloi. It says the Gemara at the top. Hashtu the merchikim miyadodi. Since the klal and prat have some distance from one to the other, ahani lirabuye avoydes kachovim didomele b'chol mili. So that extra verbiage in between gives us the opportunity of converting this klal and prat as if it was a klal uprat uklal. And what does the second klal come to tell us? The ke'ena prat. And just like the prat is birchas Hashem, which involves someone who is kofer be'ikr, therefore, this additional klal at the end, there really is no additional klal, but the fact that this second prat is so far away from the first klal, then we adapt it and we consider it as if it's a klal uprat uklal, which means we're not only saying ein b'chal elamashe b'frat, but anything which is ki ena prat. What is ki ena prat? According to this man diyamar, which is the chacham of our Mishnah, it's only something which is very similar. What is that? That is the oyved avoid zara.
What about Shabbos? Shabbos is connected to avodah zara. Usually, it's not.
To my koyfe be'ikr. Koyfe be'ikr means someone who is rebelling against the Rabbi Shalom, saying, I'm no longer going to shul, from now on I'm going to go to the Pa'or, I'm going to go to the Markulius, I'm going to go to another religion. So that is a real Kofer B'Ikr. Then you have the situation of a person who's Mevorach HaSashah, he's a Kofer B'Ikr. Person who's Mechal Shabbos says, nah, I want to work 7 days a week because I want to earn some more money, and because I'm a hard-working guy, I don't believe in all these people that are just sleeping off and wasting their time. So it doesn't show a kfir b'ikr.
That shows a kfir, not like saying denying that God created.
What happens if a person doesn't want to wear tzitzis? I don't believe in tzitzis. I'm not going to put on tefillin anymore. Chas v'shalom. I don't believe in all. Any mitzvah you can go and say is an indication the person is a kofer b'ikr. It depends on the way you look at it. There is a kofer b'ikr with a big capital kof, and there's a small kofer b'ikr.
You wouldn't say Shabbos is a big kofer?
It's hookish to avodah zarah.
Yeah, that's why you get capital punishment.
The question you're asking is overwhelming that I have no answer, so I'm sorry. But if any of you can find any additional learning on it, please share it with us. But anyway, this is not Rabbi Elazar, this is the Rabbanan. Now we come to Rabbi Elazar. What did Rabbi Elazar say in the Mishnah? Kol anis kol niklet. Rabbi Elazar Dorish, again, ribuye umiuti, which is similar to but different than klal uprat uklal. How is it different? What it's different is that you start off with the ribuy, again, a generic term that includes everything. We come now to the miut. The miut, in the case of a ribuy umiut, has the same status as if you were doing a full-blown klal uprat uklal. Meaning, when you have ribuy umiut, you don't say, the only thing that we're being marbe is the miut alone. No. It's the miut and anything which is similar to the miut. So therefore, what you've gained, if you will, if you learn ribuy umiut, as opposed to klal uprat uklal, is already at the ribuy umiut stage. You already have the benefit of the entire klal uprat uklal, which means it's not only the miut, but anything which is doimit to the miut.
But ribuy umiut is not one of the shalosh yisurei midos.
That is correct.
It's one of the 37 of Rabbi Yossi, right?
Who is the one that says the klal uprat uklal? The 13 midos? Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel is in agreement with the Rabbanan of Ar Gemara, Darsh and klal uprat uklal. Reb Lezer, however, is in agreement with the others that say that it's not the 13 midos, but there are more midos. If you look in the Sechses Brachos, we once took it out. You have the Reb Lezer, the son of Reb Yossi Haglilia, that says that there are 42 midos, including, for instance, Gematria, which also doesn't apply, which doesn't appear. The reason why we don't say it every morning is because half of the people wouldn't show up for davening if they're going to go and be besides Rabbi
Shimon. The other half.
The other half. Anyway, so bottom line is, it's in the Gemara, but it's not in the in the davening. But according to those, there are in fact Tanoim throughout Shas, not just over here, that hold there's a din of Ribay for Ribay. What's the difference between the Ribay and Mi'ev? Ribay, as we said, just having the Ribay or Mi'ev alone accomplishes the same as having a full Klal Prat. The Klal, that you have the Ke'en HaPrat. So what would be the Ke'en HaPrat over here? The Ke'en HaPrat would going to be a Koifer Be'ekar. What would that include? The Oved Avodah Zarah. And according to Barry and Ariel and Barry, maybe it also includes Shabbos. But that's not what our Mishnah says. Anyway, so Reb Lezer is Doidish Ribay Amid. So now with that, we already have the benefit of anything which is similar. But now, as the Gemara is said by the Chacham, Reb Lezer Doidish Ribay Amid, Vahumas Vissalisa, that's the Ribay. Sounds like any person that gets executed by the Lezer. Vissalisa, you're supposed to hang him up. But then it says, Kiyakilas Elikim Tolim. It's a Miyot. If the Ribay and the Miyot would be close to one another, then we'd only include Avodah Zarah. And I would agree, says Reb Lezer, to the Chachamim. That's got to be a Koyfa Be'ikr. What's a Koyfa Be'ikr? That's the Megadif and the Oyvet Avodah Zarah. Now that they're Rochik one from the other, meaning that they're not written one on top of the other in the same pasuk, but you have about 10, 12 words in between. So now it is deemed to be as if it's a riboy miut v'riboy. What does that riboy come to tell you? Now you include everything. So what did the miut accomplish? Only to go mimayit certain things. What does the miut accomplish over here? Comes to go and to be memayit to exclude all other mumsim other than skila, and so therefore that's the basis of the machloek between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. Do you go and dash in the pasuk in the klal fashion, and then you would only take the ke'en prat, which is the oivad avodah zarah, or would you go and say no, that it is much broader because it's the ribuy meat for ribuy fashion, and then you're marva everything with the exception anything like the miyot, which we are memayit. What is the miyot that we're memayit? Any other executed individuals, al yedei, mises, bezin, with the exception of skira. Everybody okay?
Everybody.
Right. It says in the Mishnah that ho'ish toilin, going back to the Mishnah now for a moment, ho'ish toilin o'isei ponav kalapi ha'om, vo'isha paneha kalapi ha'etz div Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says, everybody that gets skila, remember, colonist, kolon, nitlin, everybody gets skila, gets hung, even chas v'sholem, women that are megadev, meaning mevorach es Hashem, or are oivdei avodah zarah, or, kuntra blazer, everybody, anybody, b'chal Shabbos, nara marasa, all of those that have the din of skila, everyone is nitlin. However, there's a difference between a man and a woman. As far as the man is concerned, yeah, panav klap yom, gizum tight, his front is, you're welcome, is visible by all the people. For Isha Paneh Klapi, who eats presumably out Silchai Tzniyus, we go, even though a person is never dead, you have the ponim of the woman towards the eights, towards the pole, and not towards the up. That's Reb Lezer. The Chum say, Ho Ish Nitla, only a man is hung, the Eina Isha Nitlas, even though she committed an Aveira for which you would normally go and get the Tliya, but since it's a woman, not a man, she's not Nitla. The obvious question is, what's the raya? What's the basis of Reb Lezer's opinion? What's the basis of the Chacham's opinion? That's what the Gemara addresses. Now, my time the Rabbanan, why the Rabbanan say only the men and not the women? So Gemara Amakrokos says in the Pasik, the Salisa Oisoi Al Eit. Where is that Pasik? It's number one in the Torah Arashalim. We already quoted it was number five on the Amid Beis. But we have it once again, B'chiyah, the Ish. Chayt mishpat mothers for humas the salisa oisoi aleid oisoi v'loy oisa, only a man and not a woman. For Reb Lezer, what does he do with the word oisoi? Oisoi v'loy ksusoi. We had this already yesterday. Bishas, we were talking about the skila. We had a machloikis hayyadarshin. Anyway, so Reb Lezer says oisoi v'loy ksusoi means that without any clothing on. For Rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon do? How do they know Oisav like Susa? The Rabbanon agree. Ein Echanami. We agree to Reb Lezer. So Ein Bazoi, if they agree to Reb Lezer, I no longer have the Oisav V'loi Oisav. How do I know to exclude women? Elamar krav v'chia ve'ish chet mishpat mavet v'humas. Ish v'loi ish. I learned it from the ish. Haha. So only by an ish is there a din of the salisa oise al eitz and not by an ish. Reb Lezer, hi, v'chia ve'ish my darshibet. So what does Reb Lezer do with the ish? L'chayra l'chamarai, ish v'la isha. Amrei shlokish ahulim ute ben soyer u'moira. It comes to tell you about the din of ben soyer u'moira. What's the din of ben soyer u'moira? Ben soyer u'moira, unfortunately, if he does the averis which are outlined in the Torah and discussed in greater detail here in Armasechta, then even though the child is still a child. Now, how old is this child? We're going to learn in Mi'at Hashem in Perek Ben Tzair Moira that he's already over Bar Mitzvah, but he's roughly up to a half a year. Similar to the concept of a Nara, that she becomes only a Gdoila after 12 and a half. Here too, by the Ben Tzair Moira, he only leaves Ben Tzair Moira at the age of 13 and a half. So there's a very short window of time between his Bar Mitzvah and roughly a half a year later, he's a Ben Tzair Moira. What happens if during that period of time he goes and steals a tartum or basar and a chatziloi yain, a certain measure of flesh, and a certain measure of wine, and he eats it and he drinks it, then the Torah says he gets skila. Why does he get skila? This is not such a terrible chait. So as our Gemara tells us, and as the Gemara later on in Perek Ben Tzair Moira says, it's loy al chetoi nerag, but it's rather al shum soifay nerag. If at the age of 13 he's already such a bandit that he's a gazlan and he eats in a very voracious manner, we see that this guy is uncontrollable and who knows what he's likely to do in the future. And therefore the Torah says, go and stone him. Aha. What happens after the skila? Do we go and hang him from the tliya, from the eitz, like we said by all the other niskalim? Says the Gemara, no. Says Rish Lakish, the ish, according to Blazer, is to exclude Ben Tzair Moira, that he is not hung. Pray to Yimara, Azoi, Vatanya. I have a brisa directly on point. Reb Blazer, Ben Tzair Moira, Niskal Vinitle. Not only does he get skila, he's also hung to Reb Blazer. So you can't go and tell me that the word over here is Zimtai. Ish le ben tzair moira. Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak le rabbis ben tzair moira. Punkfai kert. The reason why it says ish is to go and tell you, Dafka, we should hang the ben tzair moira. My timer. What's the reason? Where do you get this from? Diyam makra v'chia bi ish chait. It says ish v'loi ben. So that's a miut. Only an ish, a fully grown person, and not just a ben, a young kid. And it says the pasuk v'chi ish chet mish al chetoy nerag. Why does he get misa? Because of the chet that he already committed. Yotze ben tzayir moira shal shum soifay nerag. He doesn't get for the small aveira that he did of stealing the tartum of basar and the chatzilu yain and then eating it and drinking it. That's not enough to go and give a person misa. It's only Hashem Soifoy because the Torah expects that this person is going to become a real big bandit, a real hooligan in the future. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, put a stop to it already now. So therefore we have two miyutim. We have Ish, V'loi Ben, meaning V'loi Ben Tzair Moira, and we have Chet, Mishal Chetoy Nera. Having miyut achem miyut, ve miyut achem miyut, elaler rabbis. So therefore the purpose of the word Ish, according to the Chacham, is Ish V'loi Isha, and that's why it says in the Mishnah, the Chacham say, that only the ish gets hung and not an isha. Says Reb Lezer, I respectfully disagree. Women also rachman litzlan in this matzav of doing something with your chayiv skila also get hung. So what do I do then with the ish? The ish comes from the marbe ben tzair moira. Not ish on its own. Ish on its own is a miut. But they have two miutim, ein miut ach a miut ella l'rabbi.
When we give somebody skila, we said earlier that they're arum, mm-hmm. except for a modest patch of clothing. Mm-hmm. So, according to the ones who say below k'susa, or Reb Lezer says below k'susa, you dress him after the masas skila. I'm sorry. You don't dress. You leave him as he is, and you hang him up in his almost naked state. According to the Chachamim, are they saying that you dress him afterward?
Well, why did the Chum hold that way?
Because oso below k'suso. Rabbi Lezer says oso below k'suso,
and the Rabbanan agree with that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Thank you. No problem. Zokim Rabbeinu. In our Mishnah, we learned that Reb Lezer said to Chacham, "You're telling me Eino Isha Nitlis, Valoi Shimon Min Shatach Tolan Noshim Bi Ashkeloin." What was the story in Ashkelon? You remember we had that very, very long Rashi, one of the longest Rashis in Shas, that took up the whole side of the Amud, where it told us about a story about Shimon Min Shatach was being criticized for the fact that there were so many Machshefois. Machshefois means women that engage in sorcery. In Yiddish, a Machshefa means any woman that you can't stand. But the real true definition of the word machsheifa is a witch, W-I-T-C-H. And the pasuk says, "Kol mechasheifa loy sechaya." Any woman, the same thing applies to a man, but Dibra kosid bohaiva, most of the sorcerers were women. The men presumably were working and they didn't have time to go and engage in sorcery. The women had nothing else to do. They were ordering everything online. They didn't even have to go to the store. And then they just used plastic plates and didn't have to wash anything, even though they have three dishwashers. But we can talk about that on another occasion. But the point is, they had nothing to do, so they engaged in sorcery. We don't mean, you know, the types of things that magicians do today. We mean black magic. So those women, unfortunately, have to be killed. And guess what Shimon ben Shetach did? He gave all 80 the skila, and he was toiling, he hung them all up.
At once.
At once. So that's the end of the Mishnah. Reb Lezer said, "Chom, you just said now that women are not hung. Shimon ben Shetach toled noshim b'Ashkelon. He did hang up these machshefes in Ashkelon. Amr lo yishmoinim noshim toled. There were 80 of them. Vein donin shnayim b'yoyim echad. Under normal rules of jurisprudence, you don't have two capital cases on one day. And here he had 80 capital cases on one day. So it shows you that this was a hirua shoah, that this was a very unusual event. Don't bring me raias from unusual events. Even Shimon ben Shetach would agree that normally, say the Chachamim, a woman is not nitle. But they had to go and teach a lesson to all women. Ladies, if you're going to engage in witchcraft, you're liable to chas v'sholem be stoned and hung, so hopefully they would get the message. Okay, so getting back to our Gemara. Omer Reb Lezer leiv Shimon ben Shetach tol nashim. Omer Reb Chisda lo yishonu. That's what we said in the Mishnah at the very tail end. That ein don in shnayim biyoyim echad lo yishonu el bishtei misois. If you talk about two misois, so poshib shad at this point, that means one's getting skila and one's getting sreifa. One's getting skila, one's getting herik or chenik. Aber misa achas, if however dealing with the same misa donin, then you could, one bezin could go and issue a verdict on two individuals on the same day. Aye, but misa the Shimon ben Shetach, the misa achas hava, the misa Shimon ben Shetach was everybody got the same misa, everybody got the same skila for engaging in witchcraft. The ka'om relay the ain donin, and the rabbanon say normally we wouldn't do that in one day. Why wouldn't you? If you're talking about the same Misa, you can have two, and you can have five, and you can have theoretically 80, or even 100 on one day. It's all the same. Ella, make a small change to Reb Chisda. Ella, itmar hachi itmar. What Reb Chisda says is, leishonu ella b'misa achas, ki en shtei misois. One Misa like two Misas. What does that mean? One Misa like two Misas. Veichidami, ki goin shtei aveirois. Ah, when you're talking about two separate types of aveirois. What means two types of aveirois? So Rashi says, "Koin, both of them happen to be, let's say, chil Shabbos, nar merasa, different types of aveirois. Ava misa achas aveira achas donim. Aha. So even though you have the same skila, if it's two different aveirois, then we are not done on the same day. So if one person is being schlepped into Bezin because he was Mechal Shabbos, someone else was schlepped into Bezin because he was Oyver Avoyde Zara, both of them are the same Misa, but the two Aveirois, no, Ein Donen Shtayim B'Yemechot. However, Misa Achas V'Aveira Achas, if you're talking about that two people, or five people, or 20 people, are all being brought into Bezin for Chil Shabbos, L'Moshel, so it's one Aveira, and there's one Misa for all of them, it's all Skila, then Donen, you could be done on the same day.
Isn't it obvious in your Hanidachas? Because we've done the whole town with one verdict.
And therefore,
so, I mean, you can. It's all avodah zara, and it's wholesale execution.
If you want to bring a riot from that?
Your Hanidachas. I mean, isn't that a bad?
That doesn't say in our Gemara that this all happened on one day. It could be that they brought them all in 50 people, 100 people, whatever the number was, mm-hmm. and they did it over a period of 50 days, okay. 100 days.
It's all safe anyway. It's different, not skila for Iri Dachas, because it's...
That's
different.
True, too.
Okay.
But anyway, but getting back to Agmar, this Misa Ach Vevera Achas is done. That you can be done on the same day. So probably some of you are thinking to yourselves, no, so witchcraft is all... So that's all one Aveira, and they all get Skila. So why can't you do multiple Machshefis in one day, even 80 of them? So what is the Gemara saying? That Ein Donish Taim Bien Echad. Says Rashi, because there are different types of Kishuv. You have Oiv, and you have Yid Oini. Some of the women were practicing, thank you, the witchcraft of Oiv. Some of them have Yid Oini, and so therefore it's not the same Aveda. It's the same Misa, yeah, but it's not the same Aveda.
Make no bones about it.
Make no bones about it. Very good. So now if you look at the first wide line of the Rashi, Rashi says, Ushmoinim Noshim, the middle of the line, Lav Aveda Achas Hoyu. They were not one Aveda for all 80. They could be Oyu. They could be Yedoyni. Vakos of Cholkalishayim. The Torah calls them each one separate. The person who does Oyu, or Yedoyni, the Torah says he gets Misa. Vishamin Chetach, Letzorich Shohan, Asa. Normally, you wouldn't be able to go and take all the Oiv and Yidoni guys on the same day. You'd have to take all the Oivs on one day and Yidonis on another day. However, because of the Rosh Hashanah, that's why he was done all of them in one day. As well as, that's why he hung them all up. Even though, according to Chachamim, you don't normally hang up a woman that gets Chas V'Shalom skip.
Except on the phone.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right. Then you hang up. Good. Masa Rav Adi Barahab. Ein Donin Shnayim B'Yemechad, V'Afil B'Noyif V'Noy Ofer. You don't dan two people in one day, even if you're talking about a noif. Well, noif in the office, that's Avera Achas, a Misa Achas, and it says you're not done. Didn't you just say now the Misa Achas, Verev Achas, donen? And here it says, Ein donen Shnayim B'Yemechad, Afil noif in the office. We're talking Mamish the same Avera.
The same Misa.
No, you can't do it all in one day. What's going on? Is the Chodesh Tarka Kasha on Rav Chisa? And for the Gemara, Tirg Marav Chizda, we're talking about Bebas Koyen Uboyalo. What happens if, in fact, we're talking about Lemoshel, a Nara Hamurasa? Nara Hamurasa normally goes and gets Skila. The Boyel, the one that lives with the Nara Hamurasa, also gets Skila. What happens if it turns out that the Nara Hamurasa is a Bas Koyen?
Sreifa.
Then it's a din of Sreifa. By the way, that's going to be a Machloikis later on in our Masechta, Dafnun and Aleph. Whether the din of Sreifa Bas Koyen is talking about Narusa or talking about Enesua. But just for simplicity, let's assume we're talking about a case of Narusa. In this case, she gets Sreifa, he gets Skila. It's only the Bas Koyen Kisia, then she goes and gets Sreifa, but not the perpetrator, the man. So therefore it's not Takya the same Misa. It's Avera Achas, but it's two separate Misois. Oh, so then the Kasha is no more Kasha. When he said before, Misa Achas Vever Achas Donin, yeah, Taka, true. You're saying, Afil Noif in the office, you're not done together in one day. You know why? Because he's going to go and get Skila, and she's going to go and get Reif. That's terrorist number one. Oy, Mabas Koyin, Zoymimei, Zoymimeha. It's talking about that there were multiple levels of Edom Zaman, meaning that you first had one pair of Edom that testified a Bas Koyin lived with a perpetrator.
Huh.
Terrible. Then a peer of Edom Mazimim came and said, it's not true. Those fellows were Imanu Hayisim in Chicago. So what do they know about what happened? So therefore, forget about, don't go and give Misa to either she or to he. And then a second pair of Edom come, now it's already third pair of Edom, and they say about the Mazimim, what, you're saying you're Chicago? You were together with us on a kosher tour of Australia that day. What do you know about who was in Chicago when you're in New York? And therefore, what happens now? So now the Edom Zomimim are no longer the first pair of Edom. The first pair of Edom are reinstated as full-fledged Edom. Because they're full-fledged Edom, unfortunately, the lady's going to lose her life. And what, if she's a Bas Koyen, we're saying Bas Koyen, what's going to happen to her? Then, unfortunately, she's going to go and get Sreifa. Now, what happens to the Edom, not talking about the first pair of Edom. First pair of Edom were honest, integrity, everything's great. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about the second pair of Edom. Those that were trying to mazim the first one, they're saying we're in Chicago, but it turns out they were in Australia. So the whole thing was baloney. So now we have to go and give them kasha zoma. Now what is the zoman? Do we go and give them what they wanted to inflict on the lady, mm-hmm. or what they wanted to go inflict on the man? As far as the lady's concerned, she's going to go and get skila. As far as the man's going to get, and not skila, she's going to get sreifa. Thank you, because she's a bas koyach. The husband, whoever's going to have the husband, the perpetrator is going to go and get
skila.
So therefore, what are we going to go and do to the zomim? So therefore, we dash in the pasuk kasha zomim lasois li achiv v'loy la'achoisoi. They're going to go and get the misa that they wish to inflict upon the edim. And what was that that they wanted to inflict? They wanted to go and inflict
skila,
mm-hmm. and not sreifa. And that's what we're going to go and give them as well. We're going to go and give them skila and not the sreifa. So therefore, you have Noyef and Ephes on the same day ain't donin because they're two different
Mises.
She's going to go and get the Misa of Sreifa. They're going to go and get the Mitzvah, the Misa of Skila. The first Teretz is a little bit of an easier Teretz because we're referring to Noyef and Ephes. That's a Bas Koyim Ubayala. Here we're already talking about the Edom. The Edom were not the Noyef. However, since they're derivatives of the Noyef, the only reason why they're getting what they're getting is because they were made about the Noyef. That's the reason why we go and give them the skila as opposed to...
Are Edom Zomim that are stoned, are they hung up?
That's the Machlokes and our Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah. Kolan is skolan. Anybody that gets skila is nitlin. Chum saying only the Megadith and only the Oyvind of
Oyvind. But if they were stoned, they wouldn't feel anything anyway.
If Zayim Zonim are get skila, biskila, because they testified falsely about a Megadith or Oyvind of Orizura,
could be. That's a good question.
Their Misa is derivative, so is their Tliya derivative as well.
That's a good question.
It's derivative of
his question. Very good. Can I know? I said, any clue from the question. Tanya Blaze Ben Yaakov Oimer. Shamati, I heard. Now, we're getting a little bit off on a tangent. The reason why we're getting off is because, remember, Shimon Shetach said that normally under regular circumstances we wouldn't do that. It's not that he said, Chum said Bishmoy, that Shimon Shetach only was toiled these 80 women because of the Tzorech HaShoah HaHiro Asha. Sigmar now expands upon that and says, we find that in other situations as well. It's time to blaze when Yaakov Oimer. Shamati, I heard. That the Bezin going give Malkis and other forms of Oinish, of punishment, even though it doesn't say so in the Torah. Not that the Bezin is violating the Divrei Torah. El Kedei Las is Siyog La Torah. Siyog La Choch Meshtika. Siyog means to go make a fence around the Torah, make a gather that people should not violate it. Umayisin, the Gemara tells a story. A person was riding on his horse on Shabbos. What do you think he was doing? He was just horsing around. Right? And this would be Meivon in the times of the Greeks. Now, is a person allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbos? The answer is no.
He might tear off a
What's the reason? Is it Minatoyro or is it Midrabban?
He might tear off a branch to clap the horse.
Exactly. If the horse refuses, if the horse was taco horsing around and didn't want to travel and to go, so you have to go and prod it sometimes.
Yes.
How do you go and prod it? Well, if you have a prod, then that works. But if not, if you're passing under a tree and the tree has a convenient branch, you pull off the branch and then you give petch till the horse starts moving. The removing of the branch from the tree, that is an issa d'oraisa of ketira, of koitza. Toilish was a toil of koitza. Ah, so therefore, this issa of riding on the horse in Shabbos is the rabban. But it took place by Mei Yevonim. Yevonim, unfortunately, explains Rashi, made a lot of gzeirois against Klal Yisrael. And so people were saying, I can't take it anymore. And unfortunately, therefore, many of them were violating all the rules, figuring if they're going to be Shomri Shabbos, then the Yevonim are only going to give them a lot of tools and catch and whatever. So many of them started to be Mechal Shabbos. Now, even though this is a very light form of Chil Shabbos, it's a Drabanan. They view the Beis Din, they saw Kluhu, they gave a Skila. Loi Mepnei Shiroi Lekach, not because it would be appropriate under the Torah. We had to make him the poster child, and that's why we put him on the wooden post that everybody would see. Don't start up with Heiliger Shabbos, and if you do, you get Skila, Chas Hashem, and Tliya, etc. A similar story. There was a person who lived with his own wife, but he didn't do it in the privacy of a bedroom. He did it out in the open, under a fig tree. They the uhu le bezin, they brought him into bezin, he'll come at them, give him malchus. There's no iser per se in what he did, but it's a pritzos. So therefore, Why does the Gemara bring this? Same thing with Shimon Shetach. Normally you wouldn't go and hang women according to the Chachamim, and you wouldn't have 80 people on one day, but Ashur Tzorich Lekach, everybody had to see with their own eyes, and Chil Ura Odi Yechezun, so they should have a certain degree of awe and trepidation when it comes to the mitzvahs and the lavin and the
time. It figures.
Good. Now we've talked about that after the skila they get tliya. The question is, how did they effect the tliya? Is keitza toilen oisei? How did they do it? Mishakin is akoyde ba'aretz vo'et yoitze. Period. For the time being, when it says in the Torah of salisa oisei al eitz, eitz means on wood. Now many of us call trees eitz. Of course, eitz can also mean a cut tree, or in this case, a long pole, a post.
Mm-hmm. Or a gallows. They hung Haman on the eights. They made the eights to hang Mordechai on. It was a clear gallows.
So what were those gallows? Were those actual trees, or those that they...
Poles? I wasn't there. I didn't know.
Neither was I. So our Mishnah tells us that, in fact, is a machloikis exactly how that works. Kuli al moide, we're talking about that the tree was already severed, or it was uprooted from the ground. So it's not mechubur, it's talush. But what did they do with this large pole now? So according to Tanakama, you went and pushed it into the ground. You were noyed, so you stuck it in the ground vertically. And at the top of that pole, there was an etzioitze, small little piece of wood jutting out, from which you're going to go and tie, as we'll see in a moment, the rope, and you have the person that was hanging from that. Now this was not horizontal to the... It was horizontal in the sense that it wasn't vertical, but it's not in like a cross that you probably think in your mind is a crucifixion. But it's rather the Hebrew art scroll has a picture like a lange chof. A lange chof means a chaf sofit, right? So you have here in the top a small little shmichik, and then you have a long line coming
out. Like we see a gallows, usually a rope hanging out. When they execute someone, they have the rope they execute him with is hanging from the end of the little klinchika of the final chalf.
It's like when you used to play hangman.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, when you're a kid.
Okay, I don't remember playing hangman, but if you say so,
yeah, that was a thing, and you each stroke. The eye and so on, each you get the letter right, and if you get the letter wrong, you get another.
There's no shira about hanging afterwards.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah. So you had this, like a lange chalf with a small piece of wood sticking out. Remember, the person is already nebuch dead. So we're not hanging a live person, we're hanging a dead person, the corpse. We go and tie the two hands, one on top of the other, and put a rope to hold them in place. And now we take the other portion of the rope and we tie it around that shmitchik, that eight yoitze on the top. Now he's hanging there, nebuch,
from
that small little piece from the top of that langachav.
Not from the head.
Not from the head, from the arms. Arms are hanging up, and then the whole body is hanging down.
And this was like an arm coming out of the pole.
Right, an arm, exactly. Very, very good. So we're not talking about around the neck, we're not talking from the head, we're talking about the arms and the rest of the hands, that is, and then the rest of the body following suit underneath. Rabbi Yossi Oymer HaKoyra Moita Ala Koyso. All Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing was that we didn't have a vertical pole in the ground, but we took the pole that you were speaking about, and we put it at a diagonal, and it was leaning against a wall. Presumably it was fortified somehow at the bottom, so it would stay in place. Why we did it that way, not vertical, but as a diagonal, we'll see in the Gemara based again on a machlokis, how you understand the psukim. V'toyla oisai, and now you hang once again the body, nebuch, kiderach shatabochen oisim. The Gemara, Mishnah is now telling us in a very dramatic or dramatic way that if you ever go into a meat store today, of course everything is pre-packed and cellophane and all the rest, in the good old days you had that the meat or the body, the corpse of the animal was hanging from the ceiling with a string or whatever, a rope or whatever. So the same thing is number the body was hanging there, but even though it was hanging right after you went and you attached it, didn't take a minute, then you took the body off and you buried it. The imlon. And if you left the body on the tree, and therefore you did halona, oiver ala b'loises is oiver na loises. Shenemet says the pasuk, loisalin nivlasa ala eitz. You're not allowed to leave it. You're oiver baltolin. Kikovetik berenu, shnel. Limor leaves out the next words. Kikovetik berenu, bayoy mahu. Kikilas alikim toluy. Kloimer, how do we understand this pasuk? Why is this person being hung? What is the Shem Shemai Mischal? So we're going to see Mitchem in the Gemara a couple of understandings in the Shem Shemai Mischal. The first pshat is that the Gemara is going to say the fact that someone with Mavorach Es Hashem and he's hanging, anybody that's going to pass by and is going to say, why is this fellow hanging there from the tree? Obviously, he must have done something terrible. What did he do wrong? He went, he was Makal Es Hashem. Uy! Or, according to the other one that said that he was Makal Shabbos, or that he was anyone calling a skull a Nitlim, or Chom say a Nitlim a Magadif, or you better avoid the Zara. In all cases, people are going to talk about that Yankel Smith, Rahman Litzlan, did such terrible Aveirois. It's a Chil Hashem that a Yid would do something like that. In particular, if he was Mavaruch Es Hashem, it's a real Chil. But the Gemara goes one step further. The Gemara is going to go and tell us that a person is created the Tzelem Elohim, and so therefore it's as if, so to speak, Chas V'Shalom Rachman Aslan, the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself is hanging from the tree. And so therefore, what is the Klola? It's the Elohim, which is Toli. Kikilas Elohim Toli. It's as if Chas V'Shalom, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, of course, doesn't have a human figure, but nevertheless, Gemara is medamit as if you had a human figure, as if Kadosh Baruch Hu would encapsulate himself in a human figure, and he's hanging from the tree, and therefore, shnel, I say tree really from the pole, and then you have to go and bury immediately. When a person is bitzar, particularly our case, he's bitzar because Nebuchadnezzar is being executed and hung. What does Rabbi Nishlam say about this individual? Kalani Miroishi, Kalani Mizroi. What means Kalani Miroishi? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I feel weak in my head and I feel weak in my Zroya, like a weak of heart. Kodesh Baruch Hu feels he's weak because he's so upset that Rachman Litzlan, a person, was executed. We'll talk about that more on the Amid Beis. Where do we see the word Kalani Miroishi, Kalani Mizroi? We'll see that in a moment.
And today we have the expression, don't keep me hanging.
In Kain, Hamokim Mitzar al Domin Shul Rishoyim, if Kadosh Baruch Hu has such a feels light Nebuch about this terrible tragedy, someone's being executed with Meretachving al Rasha, Shadishbach, on his Dam Shadishbach, Kal Bachoyim al Domin Shul Tzadikim, that when a Tzadik Chas V'Sholem gets killed, that Kadosh Baruch Hu really feels the pain upstairs in Shemayim. V'loizu B'Var. Now, this din that you have to be Koiver immediately, and there's a din of Bal Tolim, no Halon Asameis. Not only in the case of a person who's been executed, if a person, Rachman Litzlan, lost an immediate family member, bury as soon as possible. Don't be malinus amaze. And if you are, oiver beloy sesi, oiver on a love, that love of kikovetik verenam yemahu, leisolin nivlosei ala eight, you gotta do it. 1, 2, 3. We do find that people wait overnight and they only make the levai the next day. Oh, halineo bechvoida, if you're doing it for the covered mess, what happens if there are no aroinus or tachrichim available for this mess? We have to go and bring them from another town. It's going to take overnight. Or modern day terms, that if the person passes away late in the day, you want family members to come, you want friends to come, you don't want to have a levai of three people, you want to have a decent sized levai, and you're doing it for covered mess, then it's permitted. However, in Eretz Yisrael and Moshe Yerushalayim, they're very, very tough about this Bal Tolim, and therefore they try not to ever leave it for the next day. 99% of the time, even if the person dies 8 o'clock at night, then there's a 10 o'clock Levaya, 12 o'clock Levaya at night. Anyway, so Lehovi Eloi Tachrim, then he's not over. When a person was killed in one of the fashions of the Arba Mises Bezin, they weren't koiver him in the family plot, Ella, and now this is what Barry always refers to. We have two special plots in the cemetery.
Special real estate.
We didn't have four different plots, we only had two different plots. One from Nerogim and Echnokim, those are the lighter ones of the four Mises Bezin, and then the Skolim and Esrafim, those were the heavier ones. So these were for Miyuchasim, were buried here and they were buried there.
Stars.
But they didn't stay there forever. The Sakhel Abasar, after, let's say, 6 months or a year, when the whole body had totally disintegrated and there's no body left, Sorry?
Decompose,
very good. Now we go and collect together the bones. Make no bones about it. Mm-hmm. And then, at that point, then you can go and put him, Bekibras of Oisim, in the family plot. But not initially, only later on. The Kroivim of those that were never executed, they have to go and show themselves to the Yonim and to the Edim. And they have to go and boim v'she'alim b'shloim. In other words, instead of cursing them and saying, you caused the death of my close relative, they have to go and greet them in a nice way. We know that what you did was emes v'yatzim, you did the right thing, and therefore we have the greatest respect for you, and we have no tightness on you.
Interesting, it says b'shalom, not l'shalom.
Okay. The immediate relatives of someone who was executed do not sit avela shiva, aval oinanim, but they are oinanim. What's the aninus? She'in aninus el beleith. The person has agony and anguish in his heart that never somebody passed away at close karev. He can't stop that. Now the Mishnah doesn't tell us what the practicality is about the oinim she'in aninus el beleith. Some of the mafarshim say, we know there's a loch that an oinain is not allowed to eat kodshim and not allowed to eat mas or sheni.
Right.
That's why it says in the pasuk, le'achalti v'oinim imenu. So this is what the oinain is. That halacha does apply that they can't eat kodshim, they can't go and eat mas or sheni. The first day, aninus yoim is the arachim, the fly is ready to rabbanan. So they can't. So aninus does apply, but avelis does not apply. Okay, Tana Rabban. We said at the beginning of the Mishnah that first you go and tequila, and then you go and hang the person up, like we learned in the Mishnah. It's Tanur Rabban. It says in the Brisa, Ilu nemar chait v'salisa, ha'yisi oimer toilen oisa v'yachach me'misen oisa. What means chait v'salisa? That's a pasuk that we've quoted a few times. V'chiyah be'ish chait mishmat mavitz v'humas, v'salisa oisa leit. So the pasuk begins with chait, and ends off v'salisa, that you hang the person. So if it would only say chait, and v'talisa, yisa oimer toilen oisa, v'yachach me'misen oisa. What you can do is first hang him up, and if that causes the body, the person to die in good, and anish, then you kill him afterwards. In other words, perhaps do the tliya first, and the skila second. Kinder shamalchus oisa, because that's what, in fact what the malchus does, that they go and hang people first, and then if it doesn't do the trick, then they finish it off. Tam loima, that's why it's in the pasuk, v'humas, v'salisa, the first mamisa noisa, first you give the skila, v'yachach toilen oisa, and then after that, you go and hang him up. Okay, Tzad. So, what was the standard procedure? Mashin oisei ad sam l'shkiyas acham. Since we want this person to be hanging from the post the shortest time possible, and it says in the pasuk l'solin nivlosei ala eitz, so what would he do? Even if the bezin has already made up its mind at 12 o'clock midday that this person, chas v'shalom, should be executed, we do not issue the verdict until samach l'shkiyas acham. 15 minutes before, half an hour before, or whatever. The Goyim says dinoy, and then they issue the verdict, and everybody screams out, "Oy, and the person's going to be executed. And then we take him, umemisen oisa, we take execute him. V'yakach tonen oisoi, and then we go and hang him. And now it's already, kimat, already the time for shkiyas achama, echad koysher, v'echad matir, one ties him up and hangs him. But don't think that he hangs there for long. As soon as you finish with the kshira, the other guy's right in back of him, and he's there with his knife, and he cuts the unravels or cuts the rope to which the corpse is attached to that hook on the post. Why? And we're done. Nothing more than that.
Do they say a bracha on this mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Do you say a bracha on this mitzvah? I mean, it's a pretty grim situation.
I have a siddur which has a virtually every mitzvah in the Torah, but the Rabbanan. But this mitzvah of Tliya, since unfortunately or fortunately it's not negiyah b'zman hazeh, and therefore there's no bracha in the siddur. If you have to look up in Shulchan Aruch or Rambam if there was such a bracha at the time. I doubt it, but anyway, the Kedayim mitzvah tliya. So now, what is this inyan of doing it samach l'shkiyas acham? So, note that the pasuk has a double form. The Gemara is going to call it shortly a lav, but really, there's both a lav and an asay. Where's the lav and asay? Because the pasuk is, if you go back to here, pasuk number 2 in the Torah or Hashalim on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. That's a din of Baal Tom. That's obviously a lav. Because you have to be koyver that day. So don't be over about Tolin. Oh, so I have both an asay and a loy sesset. And the asay kikavet rena b'yayimahu. So, as a result of the two, the loy solen and the kavetik berenu, many of the poskim and mafoshim hold that the kavetik berenu b'yayimahu, you have to be mekayim before nightfall. And that's why we're making sure to do it all before Shkia Sechama, and not after that. And if you allow the corpse to be hanging there beyond Shkia Sechama, Shkia Sechama doesn't have to be what we call Shkia, it could be Seif Shkia, which is Tzeisa Kechavim. But whatever it is, whatever that Shkia is, if the body is still hanging, you're over on the Asay of Kavtik Rana Bayoimahu on that day, don't wait until nightfall. Now the question is, what about the Isser of Loi Salim? Some say Loi Salim has that sound of overnight, and so therefore these are different lines of limitation or demarcation. You're over the asay as soon as it's nightfall, and you only over the sol in the next morning. And others say no, because the Torah puts the two together. Even the lav of the sol means even for a minute into the night, and therefore that's why everything had to be done before Shkia Sechama, not to be over not only the asay, but not to be over the loises.
But the kvura has to be in by yomahu. It's not. So we're pushing back the tliyah.
Well, you probably only have to start. You know, you have the grave open, and put it in. So you don't necessarily have to go and cover the whole thing with all the tzilis and tzedekadin and all that. Turn about. Now it says the pasuk that for tzilisa oisay al eitz shemani bein betolish ben mechuber. Like we said before, eitz is also a tree, right? And Elon is a tree, and eitz is a tree. Uh-huh. So that being the case, maybe you hang him from a tree. Tamaloyimar ki kovar. What do you see from that? We learned yesterday in the Gemara that not only do you bury the body, but you also bury the post from which he was hung, as well as you go and bury the stone that was used for stoning, and the suda that was used for wrapping around and choking the individual. All those things are all buried. Aha. So now, if the Pasuk is telling us, kikover, that you have to bury also the eitz, though, if the eitz happens to be attached to the ground, you can just go and say, okay, take the eitz and bury it. You have to go and bring a wood chopper to go and chop the whole thing down, and then go and bury it. So you have the same, like Gabi writing out a get. It says in the Pasuk, because of the Nosan, so we learned that you can't write a get on a tree that's attached to the ground, because you can't write after the ksiva, go and do a nesina, you have to do a ksitza in between. So therefore you have to ksiva, ksitza, nesina. No, that's why you can't write a get, the mechubel karka. So here the Gemara is saying the same thing. Don't hang up this individual mechubel karka, because it says that right after you're taking off the body and you're being koiver it, you're koiver the tree with it. If that's the case, you're going to have to tell all the people, the Chaver Kaddisha, and all the family members, and all the friends, Rabbi say, sorry, we have to take a moment, it's not, we can't do the kfura immediately, we have to first get the wood chopper, so come back an hour from now when the tree is chopped.
And you'll be killing the tree in addition to the
wood. You'll be killing the tree too. So therefore, that's why we take a dead tree, a pole, and therefore it's relatively easy just to go and pull it out and bury it with the individual. But Rabbi Yossi, I remember Rabbi Yossi said we don't take a vertical pole, but rather we have it diagonal, leaning against the wall. Why? If you took the pole and you put it into the ground, then you have to be toilish it. Is that too? You have to go and get some real strong men. Shelley and others are going to go and uproot it. It's not that it doesn't happen 1, 2, 3. However, if it's leaning against the wall, so then it's very simple. You just have a plot, and then you can go and bury it. It's not a very grave situation if you're talking about a leaning pole as opposed to a vertical pole stuck into the ground. Why did the Rabbanan agree to Rabbi Yossi? Talisha lav klumi. Cutting down a tree is one thing. That's agantza malucha. Here, something, mitoilish, it's a chochma ve'ein malucha. It's not that grace of malucha. You can do it relatively quickly. So that's not
good.
Like kadva. Okay, yeah. So therefore, it's not exactly the same, and we're not concerned about that. Right, because he was mevorach as Hashem, and the Mishnah said, and it's a chil Hashem for this body to be hanging there. Tanya Omer Meir, Misholoi Moshel. Meir gave a Moshel. Lamad Avadoyim. Lishnei Achim to Omer. One of them, you have two twin brothers who are identical twins. Birachas in one town. Echad minu Melech. One of them became eventually the king. Veechad Yotzalistias. The other one, unfortunately, was a shaygitz, a bandit. What happens now? Because he did so many maase bandit. Tziva Melech v'talu. The Melech said, go and give the full law, no pardons of family members. Talu, go and hang him. So everybody should learn from that. Even the brother of the king, if you go and violate the law, we go and execute him. Now, anybody that passed by and saw that body hanging, hey, that's the king, the Melacholi. Everybody knows the picture of the king, because you see the king in pictures and you saw him personally. Nobody knows the brother, but they know the king. So it looks like the king is hanging there. As soon as the king heard that, see the Melacholi, get it down, get the body down. I don't want anybody to go and think that I'm hung. It's the brother that was hung. So that's the marshal, and the marshal is that, says Rashi, that every person is created b'diyuknoi shel mokoyim, B'tzelem Elikim, since it's Tzelem Elikim, having a person hanging from there, Chas V'Shalom, people think that Rabbi Yishlom is hanging from there. So therefore, that would be a tremendous Chol Hashem, and take him down immediately. Rameyer. So now Rameyer said in the Mishnah that a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, whenever you see someone as Betzar, Kalani Meroishi, Kalani Mizroi. What does that have to do with our Mishnah? With that? Kalani. Kalani means that I feel weak. My Mashma, Omer Abaye, Kimandi Omer Kal Les. Oh, that's how we were explaining the pasuk. Ki kilas elikim tolui. Kilas means kal less. What means kal less? I don't feel soft or feel light, but I feel very heavy. I am burdened with this that a Jew in Nebuchadnezzar is being executed. Says Rabbi Yishlom Kaviyachol, that's a tremendous burden on me. So that's kilas kal less. It's not light. It's not easy. It's difficult and hard. Amalei Ravim Kain Kavod Alei Roishi Kavod Alei Zroi Miboylei. Why would the Rabbi Yishlom say, Kaviyochel, according to Rameyer, that Kalani Miroishi, Kalani Mizroi, he should go and say, Kavod Alei Roishi, Kavod Alei Zroi. Oh yeah, I feel the pressure, I feel the weight on my shoulders, I feel the weight on my body. He shouldn't say Kal, Kal less, he should go and say, Kavod. El Omer Rava, Kimandi Omer Kil Li Alma. So Rava's Pshat is similar to Abai's Pshat. However, what Rava is saying is, when I take the word Kilas, it's not kales, that it's not light for me, but rather it's the other way around. It's kavod for me, but rather that the posik is using what we call loshin sagi noha, a euphemism. Just like when we talk about chas v'shalom, kilas elikim, we always refer to it being mevorech es Hashem. So here too, when the posik is saying kilas, kil li alma, it really means the reverse that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying kavod alei alma. High period. So therefore, we don't have the kasha that we asked on Abaya, that if it means kal less, that I don't feel light, but I feel heavy, let's say kavod alei. Here, Rav is saying basically the same shot, kil li alma, but what he really means is kavod alei alma, but we don't want to use that expression. We want to go and say that it's light, not that it's heavy. So it's a euphemistic term like saginor. Saginor is a term that you use for someone who's blind, and you go and say, well, he has plenty of light. It's obviously not true. He's blind. But that's the lotion that you use. That's like it's a nice way of expressing euphemism. It poetically. Sorry?
Euphemism.
A euphemism, exactly right.
Well, kal is light, right?
Kal is light, yes. Zokti moravaita. Hai mi boyele legufa. At least somebody got it. Hai mi boyele legufa. Don't I need the killer Selkim Toli to go and tell you that you have to go and hang a person with Makalas Hashem? How can you start darshening b'derech hakada to kill the alma kales? We need kilas for the poshim shan the posse. So the one came him across mekalel. It could have said ki mekalel the saliso yoselet or ki mekalel toloi. Why does he use a solution ki kilas? My kilas. Remember that's what Ariel asked about a half an hour ago. What's the solution of kilas? It should say mekalel. Therefore, by using the term kilas, it's coming to tell you kales according to Abaya or kill the alma like Rav. Freidim of Eima. Maybe that's taka, the only pshat. There's nothing to do with makala. Maybe the kilas taka means this kal less of a bay, etc. Kalas with one lamed, my kilas, because after all, to go and say kal less or kali, you only need one lamed for the kalas, for the kal. My kilas are two lameds. Shmami Notarati comes to tell you, number one, that the din of the makalel, that he's told you that you have to go and hang him. And number two, to go and tell us that Kaviyachal and Rabbi Yishlom is pained when Nebuchadnezzar is executed, even though the person is a Rasha, Allah is Kam Bekamu, and the person is an Elachir Atzadik. It's not only the case over here that this is in a pal tolim, but anytime you have a mess, you have to go and bury it. 1, 2, 3. How do you know you're over loisesa? It's interesting, they bring the kovetik berenu, which is the loshen asay. However, the mefarshim explain, it's really referring to the beginning of the pasuk. No, the pasuk truncates. The Gemara truncates all that together because it knows it's already late. But really, it's referring to the lav, the beginning of the pasuk, like some that's lost. Or the seitak, it's lav dafka lav. You take over a lav and an asay. You should do both. Now, where does it say in this pasuk? After all, the pasuk is talking about a person that was killed by Bezin. The rai is from the double lashon cover tik bereno. That not only there you have to be koiver, but in any case you have to be koiver. By Yoimahu, that day, don't wait, don't be malin as me, so schnell, you bury. Ikkadi Ami, other same Rabbi Yechim, Shem Rabbi Shem Yechoi, Remez a Kfura Meratoyra Minai. What's the Remez for Kfura? Tamaloy Mikikovitik Baran, Mikan, Remez a Kfura Meratoyra. Now, what is this
business? Remez, it's a mitzvah, it's a commandment.
How do you know that there's a commandment the person has to go and be koiver? It doesn't say anywhere else in the Torah that you have to, and we're going to have an extended discussion about that between Shova Malka and Rav Choma momentarily. But just as an aside, I remember when I was working many years ago, I had a client by the name of John Generali of Manufacturers Hanover Trust Company, otherwise known at that time as Manny Hanny. And I remember he called me one day, and he said, David, let me ask you a question. In your religion, am I correct that as soon as a person passes away, you're supposed to try to bury them as quickly as possible? I said, you're right. Yes. Am I understanding correctly that according to the Orthodox tradition, you go and take a plain wooden coffin made out of oak tree or pine, whatever, and you just... That's correct. He says, you know, your religion has it right. He says, my mother-in-law just passed away. A whole week she's going to be lying there in state, yeah, awake, and everybody goes and views the body and all that. He says, Mishinka. And then he had to go and pay $5,000 or $6,000 for the coffin. They had to go and look at this one and that one. This is polished. And
gold plated.
You're going to put it in the ground. You're never going to see it again. Why are you wasting $1,000s on it? He says, you got it right.
So my Italian friend, after I won't go through the whole story, but
why not?
I respect
you. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
And
we finally had the burial, and I came back with him to his house. I was about to go say, I want to drive you home. I said, it's too far, and you just went through all this. I said, I need to. Why? He says, you people have it right.
You have shiva.
When you have shiva for 7 days. It's all over for me now. Mm-hmm. And I'm hurting, mm-hmm. and I need company.
Ah. Okay. And we continue on. I told this story already a year ago, whenever it was, that when my brother, Zayn Gesund, who had an office in Moscow, because he's an immigration lawyer, so for a couple of years he had an office in Russia. So every single day at around 5, 6, 7 o'clock, he used to leave his office, come back an hour later, and the partner said, Mr. Redder, how come you always leave at the same time in the late in the afternoon, you come back? Well, he says, well, I go to the local synagogue here in Moscow, because it's in the year of my mother's passing, so I'm Bavelus, and therefore every day I have to go and officiate the services in the shul, and I say Kaddish, and blah, 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 and that's a way of respecting my mother after she passed away. So the partner, who's a goy, said, that's such a beautiful thing in your religion. I went and buried my father and my mother a few years ago, mm-hmm. and after the burial, there's no more way of showing any honor or respect. And you Jews still have a chance for the next 11, 12 months to go and show respect, mm-hmm. and daven, and mm-hmm. officiate, and go to the synagogue. So he said, your religion is very special. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, Zokti Moravaita.
This less narrow line.
We spoke about the remez l'kvura min ha-Torah. So Shavur Malka asked Rav Chama, kvura min ha-Torah minayin. Where does it say in the Torah that a person passes away, you have to be koiver the person? Ishtik, v'le'omalev le'midi. Rav Chama was silent and he did not answer. Om Rav Achmar Yankov. Rav Achmar Yankov was not impressed and he spoke somewhat in the language of derision. Imser alma b'yodah de tibshoi, that the world was given to people that are not sufficiently bright and smart. The boy, little maybe should have told him. He said, "The boss, kikover tikberano." Says Yimor, no. If you would just say kikover, then what Shabbat Malka would say, the level he ordered. means don't have the person out in the open, but rather put him into a box. And you don't have to put the box into the ground, you put the box into a corner somewhere. That would have been enough. How do you know you have to bury in the ground? Oh, he could have told them, cover Tikvarano, you have to go in the ground. Loi mashmalei. The goyim, when they learn the Torah, they don't learn a double lashon to go and tell you additional halachas, and therefore that would not have helped. That's why Rav Chama said, no purpose in telling him about his cover Tikvarano. Rav Chama could have entered min ikbar tzadiki. We see from the Torah that Avram was buried in the Moris Machpelah, and Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Sarah, and all the others, obviously Mois. So we see that they were all buried. So you see from that that there's a mitzvah to bury. So see, Moris says, Rav Chama, the Goy could have answered, Shovah Malka has said, Min Hagabal, it doesn't say that you're Machuyev to do it, it's a minik. Frankly, more in a kavri a kodesh baruch hu lemoishe. We find that kodesh baruch hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So isn't that the best raya that there's a mitzvah to go and be koyver? The lemeshanim b'nahuga kodesh baruch hu didn't want to change the minik, that the tradition that people had. But there's really no chiyuv. That's what Rav Chama is saying. I cannot prove from the Torah a chiyuv. It's Tarshima. Let's bring a raya from Nach. V'sof doloi kol Yisrael v'kavru oisai. What is this referring to? This is referring to Avia, who was the son of Yeravam. Yeravam, as we know, was a terrible, terrible guy. Not only did he go and split the Melucha with Rechavam, but he went and put up Avodah Zarah in Don and Beersheba, and he made a rule that from now on, nobody should be Oyle Regal to Yerushalayim, but instead, when it comes to three regalim, they should go to his Avodah Zarah. Moreover, he established Pardisois. Pardisois means security guards, and anytime that you would travel on the road, they would stop you, ask you for your visa, for your passport, who are you, where are you going, etc., not to allow anybody to be Oyle Regel to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. He, however, Avia, who was the son of Yerubbam, he was Mevatel those Pardisois. He wasn't Mevatel them forever, presumably for the length of his life, because he more says elsewhere that it was Hoshea ben Ela that was Mevatel the Pardisois, and that's one of six reasons that the Gemara gives for Chamisha Usa Ba'av, that Hoshea ben Ela was Mevatel Pardisois. But at least during his lifetime, he was Mevatel him, and therefore...
suspended it, it's like congestion pricing, it was suspended.
Okay, so about that we're all in suspense now, whether the Trump will or will not suspend it permanently. Okay, regardless. But getting back to our Gemara, so it says that this Avia was considered to be a tzaddik, the son of this great Russia, right. Yeravam, and because of that, it says in the Pesach, softly called Yisrael, cover oyster, they gave him a hesped godel with a kfura and everything. Oh, so you see that there's an inyan a mitzvah to be koivir. So it's one nishkarai, to lishtanim menoga, not to go and change the minik, they were koivir, but again, it doesn't say that there's a chiyuv to be koivir. However, about all the other brothers, or actually this pasuk is referring to the b'nei anosais. B'nei anosais were a bunch of rishoyim. So it says about them, la'yispidu v'yikavru, la'doyim al'pnei amadim yil. These are not going to be buried, they're just going to be like doymen al'pnei adama, like junk, like mist, like gunish. So what does that tell you? That normally you are supposed to be koivir, and here you're not being koivir. So tomorrow, dilishtanim minhaga. What we're saying over here is that the normal minig of tzaddikim and erlecha mention is koivir them. But since these happen to be rishoyim, we abandon them and we put a klala on them and we say they're not going to be buried. But malamais, we still have a raya from any pasuk that there is a chiyuv, and so therefore that's why the Gemara of Shimon Yochai said, I have a remes, but I don't have an absolute raya that is a chiyuv. Iboilu. What's the reason why we talk a koibus amaze? Is it because of the bizyoinus? You don't want a person nebuch to lie there out in the open and he's going to nebuch disintegrate and decompose in front of the whole oilam? Or is it because it's a form of kapara that once you put him back in the ground, then it's a shtickel form of atonement? So you're going to say, what's an afkimina? Here, koibu, you're koibu. Am I an afkimina? The omar, what happens if that person says about himself, loy be'ina de likvru lahaukul gavra? You don't have to be koyver me. I know it costs money. You have to call the Avraham Kadisha. You have to go to the chapel.
I know people asking to be cremated.
Oh, yeah. So, Levin, I don't need the kvura. So, what's an afkimina? Iyam is bishim bizyoinu. If the reason out to bizyoinu is like kol kaminei. He doesn't have the power to stop it. Why not? His own bizyoinu he can be moichalan. But he can't be moichalan bizyoinu of his mishpacha. Because people are going to see Yanko Smith lying out there in the open,
right.
And they're going to say, Beryl, look at your, I just passed by your brother, and look, he looks terrible every single day, nebuch, more worms and more this and more decomposition. So that type of bizoyin, he cannot waive. You have to be koyver. However, you know, it's b'shem kaparu. The reason because of kaparu. Omelim bina kaparu. If daf neshem the kaparas, if that's what he said, then you do not have to be koyver him if he says, I don't need the kaparu. Rashi goes one step further. Rashi says, if a person says, I don't need the kapara, even if you bury him, he's not going to get a kapara through the kvura. Because he says, I waive my rights to kapara. So even if you were to violate what he said, defy him, and go and bury him, he wouldn't get the kapara because he said, I don't want it. So what's the reason, Dak? Is it because of kvura? Is it because of bizoyan? Or because of kapara? Tashima. But ikma tzadiki, since the grace of tzadikim are buried like Imarza Machpelah, v'yam is mishim kapara, tzadikim kapara tzrichi. Do they need the kapara? That's a tzadikim. Everybody needs a kapara. That's it. On the main tzadik, she asks Tevliyach. Everybody makes mistakes, and therefore, even the greatest tzadik at times will make a mistake. You need a kapara. Toshima. Now we go back again to that Avia, the son of Yeravim, Saftalikoy. So the kavru oisa. V'yam riski heichad tehevli kapara. Hanach nami likbaru. What does he mean? Because the pasuk continues on when we're talking about this Masoftalei Kol Yisrael, that was dafki him, but not all the others. If you look at the Gizumdai, Torah Ora Shalim number 3, Masoftalei Kol Yisrael v'kavru oisai. Kizel avado yovoi. This is the only one in the household of Yeravim ben Nevat that is going to go el kever. Zel avado is going to go kever. Ya nimtzim b'itovatoy, because he did a dovatoy. Like we explained before, he was Mavatl, the security guard. Elashem l'kei Yisrael b'veis Yeravim. But all the others, they're all going to go, and they're not going to have kvura. So for Eitimara, if the whole purpose of kvura is kapara, then we should certainly be koi with them. They should have a kapara. So if the guys have a kavura oisai, the amas ki heichid let them have the kapara. Hanach nam l'kvuru ki have the kapara. Let them also have kapara. The other brothers, the sons of Yeravim. Eitimara, hay de tzadiku, they have the kapara. The tzaddik, we wanted to have a kapara on those chatorim, like the pasuk said. Ain't tzaddik rashi atzorik v'le yachta. A baharach who rishoyim, they have a kapara. They should never have a kapara. Let them be in Gehenim forever and ever. They should never have a kapara. Toshima, lo yisbedu v'lo yikavru. Again, we're talking about the bnei anosos who were rishoyim. Don't they need a kapara? No, to like to have a kapara. Forget, we don't want them to have a kapara. We want them to burn in the purgatory. Iboy lehu, hespeda. Until now we spoke about kavur. Now let's talk about hesped. What do you do have spade for? Yakar de chai have. You want to go and give honor to the avelim, to the family members, and say, you know what, your father, your mother, your brother, he was such a wonderful person. So it's a covet for the chai. Or yakar de shikhve have. Or is it that you're showing covet for the one that passed away? What's an afkamin? What am I an afkamin? The omer, what happened to the person who passed away, said during his lifetime, it's bedul al gavra, I'm moichel, I don't want any hesped. Or, so then of course, if it's al tziyakr de shechvi, then of course he can be moichel. It's tziyakr de chai, it's not his to be moichel, it belongs to them. Inami lafukim yorshim. Lafukim yorshim means to go and force the yorshim to go and pay. Oh. If al tziyakr de chai, then he can go and say, I don't need the hesped, I don't want to pay the masfidim, and forget about it. However, if it's tziyakr de shechvi, then he has to go and pay because that's part of the... Exactly. Toshima. So let's bring a Rav Yovi Avram. Let's bring the Sarah Velif Kaisa. He was masbid for Sarah. Now, Yovi Avram says Rashi means that he had to come from somewhere else. Where did he come from? From Akedas? Yitzchak. So there was, he was stuck with Akedas Yitzchak. Mm-hmm. So he had to go and travel until he got there to give the hesped. The Yam is Mishim Yakud Achaya, who? Mishim Yakud Avram, Mashul of Sarah. After all, Sarah was lying for a while in Bizoyan until Avram Avinu came across. Sure. And that during that whole time, Sarah should be just lying there. That's Yakud Achaya in the Mavazah Sarah. So you know, Sarah Gufa Nichalah. Were we to ask Sarah, we could, because she was already dead, but we were to ask her, she would say, sure, my husband Avram is such a great tzaddik, let him have as much covet as possible. I'm moichel on the fact that I'm lying here, waiting for that husband. Toshima, the Saftalei Kol Yisrael, the Kovrois. Again, we're talking about the Avia ben Yeravam. The Avad Mishim Yakar Dechayahu, Hanach ben Yakar Ninu, those that are alive and staying around, those are all Rishayim. They deserve to go and get Epis covet, which we Masbid Avia to give covet for the Avelim. So tomorrow Nichalu the Tzadikaya the Miakrabu Inchi. A tzaddik is happy that other people share in his covet, in his honor and respect.
Tells them to do tshuva also. If they see this, the hesped, they hear this, maybe it'll awaken them.
That's a very nice tzaddik. Tomorrow doesn't say it, but that's very nice as well. But the important thing is that Avia, who is a tzaddik, he's happy that others from his family should go and bask in his glow, in his glory. And as you say, maybe that will convince him to do tshuva. Toshima, the bnei anosis guy, loy yisvedu v'leichvru loy. Now the question is, if it's al tiyakr dechaya, those people were good people. So why aren't we going and saying it has been for the good people? Those that are remaining, they don't want to hear anything good about the Rishoyim. These are Rishoyim, let them go and be burned. Who needs them? So that's not a covenant for them. Torah Shema, Nocharai. Misholim Thomas and Masreifas Avisecha, Hamalochim, Harishonim, Masholim, Fanecha, Ken Yisrulach, Vahoy Odoin Yisbedulach. This is talking about Tzidkiyah HaMelech. Tzidkiyah HaMelech was the final king of the long line of all the kings. And it says that all of your personal items are going to be burned, because we learned before, as you recall, that once a king passes away, nobody else is supposed to go and use his kelim except for another king. Mm-hmm. However, there's not going to be another king, because Tzidkiyah was the last one. And they're going to make a hesped about you, that you were the last Odoin, the last Melech, in Klaisr. It's because the Yaka that are still alive. Why are we telling Tzidkiyah the good news? Hey, Tzidkiyah, I want you to know the great news. When you pass away, there's going to be a hesped of thousands of people. Once I pass away, you know.
I'll be there, but I won't enjoy it.
Exactly. He's telling him, you should be happy that the glory of the kingdom that you were the king is going to be shared with the rest of Klal Yisrael, just like the glory and the honor that was given to all of your predecessors going back, all the kings in the Malchus. So therefore, that will give him a certain satisfaction, not that he's going to get the COVID, mm-hmm. but that Klal Yisrael is going to get COVID because of
a reflective
from him. Right. So we'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisrael.